I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
One's won rings. One just wants all the smoke. Back to Derek and Decker on 97.1 The Fan.
The Fan LA. Hopefully you're joining us on your LA commute right now here on 97.1 FM here in Los Angeles, California. Or if you're going to work, maybe you take us on the go. Well, both on the Odyssey app and the iHeart app. Maybe you're watching us live on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter right now. Get in the chat. The chat has been going absolutely crazy all show long. We've been taking your quotes. We've been answering your questions. We've been taking your calls. Of course, the phone number here is 855-97-LA-FAN. That's 855-975-2326. We definitely want to hear from you on everything, but right now it's time for D Fish and I to call our shot, because tonight we got game 3 of the Western Conference Finals.
Ooh-wee, spicy.
1-1.
You talking about barbecue.
Dude.
It's going to be hot in San Antonio
Right now, Spurs, home team, 1.5-point favorites, which... You know, if you're a gambling fan, you're one of those people who like to talk about the odds. That basically is saying it's a pretty even matchup, giving them the 1.5 points basically for the home court advantage. What do you think about this matchup tonight? We know about the injuries, and do we know everyone that is starting tonight? Is it official that it's scratched or not scratched, D Fish, or is this going to be a one man Wemby show tonight? What do we got?
Well, I think the injury wise, I believe Jalen Williams, J-Dub, with the Thunder, he's listed as day-to-day, but I would assume he's out with that left hamstring that started bothering him in game number 2. That's the hamstring that forced him to miss 3 weeks, you know, in the playoffs already. So my guess is that he'll be out. I believe the Thunder are better equipped to play without their second-best. Harper. But the Spurs are home. That place is going to be electric. Wemby will be better than he was a couple nights ago. My heart is with OKC, of course, personally. But I don't know. I feel like the Spurs, the way they played in OKC, gives me the feeling that they are going to win this game tonight, and the Thunder will have to adjust and figure out how to win game 4.
What's that old phrase, like, a series doesn't begin until somebody wins on the road?
Correct.
And the Spurs won that first one on the road. Like, in a game that I didn't think they were going to win on the road, my guy. And I like the Spurs team, even with the people that might be out. That Wemby at home, like I said earlier, I feel like that cat's just different.
Yeah, he's different. Sometimes at home, especially like a game 3 series is tied 1-1, there's an insane amount of pressure and anxiety around performing well in this game. And oftentimes for a home team in this scenario, there's just a little bit of tension and tightness early, just settling into like feeling that performance anxiety around, like, we can't lose this game at home. You know, we have the opportunity to continue to take control of this series. So you could possibly see the Spurs start a little slow, and the Thunder, it's not a rust thing, it's more of a pressure thing. It's kind of like Game 7 at home. A lot of times if you notice Game 7s, the home team starts out a little slow, like, because it's just the air is thick, like the pressure is at the highest it's going to be. Game 3s, when the series is tied 1-1, is like a mini Game 7. Game 5, when the series is tied 2-2, is like a mini Game 7. And so you'll see the Spurs possibly start out just a little tight, because the fans, the energy, it is going to be crazy in that building. And the Thunder are kind of walking in kind of like Batman, you know, like in the dark, in the cut, like, I'm ready for this opportunity. I'm about to strike. And it's just going to take a second for the Spurs to kind of take that first punch and respond. But this team seems to be ready for their moment. I wasn't sure when the series started. They did not look to be wobbly at all, man, in Oklahoma City. I kept waiting for like them to look like maybe this is not their turn yet. It didn't happen.
Yeah, it was. We had Danny Green on yesterday, and that was the thing he said. Wemby ain't coming. Wemby's here. Like that's how I feel about this whole Spurs team. We keep talking about how young the Spurs are. They're young. The youth. Don't matter. They're here. This is legit. And you mentioned earlier this week about how the crowd in OKC and how they definitely affect a game. What do you think about that on the flip side, on the San Antonio side? Because OKC, clearly that stadium is a different place with a different type of crowd. But man, Spurs family over there in San Antonio, they show up and they show up hard.
They do. They've always shown up and showed up with a ton of passion. I think Wemby's presence and like he intentionally engaged the fans in an even deeper level than Spurs fans already were connected to this team. You know, they have the post game ritual that they do with the drum, you know, and I think they have a fan section called the Jackals now. Mm-hmm. Like it's turned into kind of like the morning zoo vibe, basically.
Yeah.
As opposed, like Spurs fans have always been great, but he's ramped it up a level, not just with his performance on the court and how excited people are to watch him play. But it's also like the fans feel an even more personal connection to the team because of Wemby's approach to them and how engaged he's been with them. I feel like they had like almost like a real life fan contestant. Like he went to like a tryout type of thing, like for fans to become members of the Jackals.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was part of this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was as cool as it gets, yeah, man.
So I just feel like the fan energy is going to be off the charts tonight. Sometimes that can lead to, especially a young team, like you can be overly ramped up and overly hyped up, which sometimes impacts your execution and being able to move as fluently as you'd like to. But this dude is different, and he has his team feeling like because he's on.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On our side, we have a chance every night, and I think they'll get it done tonight.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm calling my shot as well. I'm going with Spurs tonight. I'm going to say Spurs by 5 tonight. That's what I'm thinking tonight.
That's a good call, man. It's like you said, it's a toss-up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a couple points either way. I do believe if it's a close game, I would lean towards the Thunder.
Okay. Why specifically?
In a close game, you're going to have to just go get a bucket,
mm-hmm,
you know, at different times. And I still think the Thunder have the guy that has, like, gotten a bucket more than, like, Wemby knows how to get a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But I put my money on Shea with the game on the line to know, you have to know what shot you want to get to, what spot on the floor you want to get to. He's done it repeatedly for multiple years
now.
You
are right.
Wemby's still learning, like, how to do it. He's done it at a high level, but, like, with the game on the line, does he know for sure,
mm-hmm,
I want to get to the left elbow or the right elbow, I want to get to this spot, I'm turning over my left shoulder. Okay, well, what happens if a second guy comes? Like, all of those things, like, Shea has down pat. I think if for the Spurs to win, I do believe there needs to be some separation.
Okay.
They need to be up by 10 or 12 down the stretch. If it's 1 point back and forth, I think the Thunder pull it out in that situation.
I dig it. But then again, though, I did see Wemby make that was the cold. I still think that's the coldest 3-point shot I've ever seen in a playoff game, dude. It was just, no problem. Here's the logo. Just, yeah, it was nuts.
I did not expect him to shoot that ball. It was because you could see the fatigue and exhaustion level of multiple guys on the court the last one or two trips down. And so as he's coming up to court, like, he almost looked wobbly just, you know, coming up to court. But he caught the ball, and he just smoothly goes into a 34-foot three-point shot. And it wasn't like I thought he was going to miss it. It just surprised me that he just walked right into it.
And walked in, like, and it was casual. That's why it was so cold. It was just like he had this plan all along, and he sank it. It was nuts.
It's going to be a fun game to watch, man. I hope that this game is as competitive as the first two have been. You know, usually at some point, kind of similar to what we saw, you know, last night with the Knicks, you know, at some point there's probably going to be a game where there's more separation and it's not as close at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, it happens in sports. And so you could see that at some point, but I hope every single game of this series is as good as the first two have been.
I couldn't agree more, guys. Well, listen, right now in the chat, one of our listeners, Michael, he's been talking up the Spurs all along. He right ahead says Spurs at -1.5 is the biggest lock of all time. Sure winner. Hey, it could be. You never know. We'll find out tonight. I'm with him on that. But if it's a close game, as D. Fish just said, this could get very, very interesting. Guys, we're getting ready to take a quick little break. But I want to let everybody know, on Monday, not only will we be live here on the show, we're also going to be live at Dodger Stadium in the evening watching the Dodgers take on the Colorado Rockies. And I can't wait to watch that game because I used to play for the Rockies and they fired me. So go Dodgers on Monday. So fired up for that one. So...
I'll make sure we check on you throughout the game.
Oh, I'll be happy. The Dodgers will be up by 10 by third inning. I cannot wait. Guys, we're going to get ready to take a quick little break. The Power Hour is coming your way. What are we going to be talking about? Well, all of your calls, of course. 855-97-LA-FAN. Of course, get in the chat at the Fan LA on YouTube. We got to talk a little bit about that LeBron sound that you haven't heard yet. We got to talk a little bit more about the game last night. We just got to talk about what the weekend's going to look like. Guys, it's Derek and Decker, 97.1 The Fan LA.
From the Odyssey Wilshire Studios in the heart of the city. This is KNXFM and KCBS HD2 Los Angeles, 97.1 The Fan.
Margaret Carrero with your KNX News update for 97.1 The Fan. OC Fire Authority hazmat teams remain out in Garden Grove dealing with a large tank of toxic chemicals that had been leaking. They lifted evacuations last night before reissuing them this morning. It's just not worth it. That's the message in a new PSA from LA County about illegal street racing and takeovers.
We went through 3 or 4 iterations to make sure that it had the tone that young people would relate to, as well as the messages that they think resonate the most. The physical harm that can happen to folks if they're engaged in these activities.
Stephen Colbert hosted his final late show last night with Paul McCartney, his last guest.
And did we already send the other stars away?
Yeah, I think so.
We already sent the other stars away. This is terrible. Well, who's going to be my last guest now?
Hey, Steve, what about me?
And the El Capitan Theater celebrated 100 years in Hollywood. For more on these stories, tune in to KNX News at 1070 AM or streaming on the iHeart and Odyssey apps.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.